إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 11th session, reading from At-Tawdih wal-Bayan li-Shajarat al-Iman, the clarification and elucidation of the Tree of Faith by Imam Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di, rahimahullah. And tonight, inshaAllah, we continue with some of the few remaining evidences that the author has presented in this first section of the book, yani the section dealing with the definition of al-Iman. So, before we look at the evidences that are upon us tonight, we want to go back just quickly and look at some of the points that we discussed last week very, very briefly from modified questionnaire study guide number 10, yani, which contains 8 questions. I think originally the study guide we had last week may have had 10 questions, but in any case, we have 8 of them remaining. So we're going to look at those 8 questions. The first one, memorize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice to the man who said, "Tell me something about Islam, such that I will have no need, yani, to ask anyone, yani, after you." What was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice to that man?
He said, "Qul
amantu billahi thumma istaqim." Without the vowel on the end, thumma istaqim. Now, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Yani, the man, the narrator of the hadith, that is Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, rahimahullah, radiallahu anhu, he said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something about Islam, that I will not have a need to ask anyone after you, yani, that will be comprehensive and will be sufficient for me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him in very succinct words, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Yani, say, I believe in Allah, and then, yani, be steadfast, upright upon that. Yani, say with your tongue that which you believe in your heart, that you believe in Allah, and then, yani, act upon it. Live by that. Yani, be consistent and constant and upright, yani, upon that statement, yani, of Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all that it requires. The second question discussed the author, rahimahullah's explanation of the two aspects of this wasiyah jamia, this comprehensive advice, yani, the two aspects of it. The Shaykh, the author, rahimahullah, has, yani, just commented on them very, very briefly, but in a way that is really of great benefit. Yani, the two aspects of this comprehensive advice, one of the first part of it being, say, yani, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling him, yani, to say, you believe in Allah and then be upright upon it. The author, rahimahullah, says, yani, al-abd idha ittarafa bil-iman zahiran wa batinan. Yani, the person who confesses, acknowledges iman, yani, who declares their iman, zahiran wa batinan, yani, outwardly and inwardly, meaning outwardly by speech on the tongue and inwardly by believing, having that conviction in the heart. Yani, the person who ittarafa bil-iman, meaning that they believed it in their heart and they confessed it on their tongue. That's the first thing he said. Yani, that a person what says this, yani, but it, the speech is not just the speech of the tongue, it's the speech of the heart. It's the speech of the heart, which is its i'tiqad, yani, the conviction in the heart, as well as the speech on the tongue. The second part of it, he said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. He said, if that person does this, yani, confesses to Iman in Allah, outwardly and inwardly, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامَ عَلَيْهِ, and then that person is upright upon that iman that they professed on their tongue and that they held in their heart, and then they upright upon it, قَوْلًا وَعَمَلًا فِعْلًا وَتَرْكًا. يعني قولاً وعملاً, meaning that that iman which they confess to, it has to be manifested in speech, and it also has to be manifested in actions. It's manifested in fi'l, in doing what Allah has commanded, and in tark, abandoning, leaving what Allah has prohibited. If a person does that, then, yani the Shaykh said, then that person, yani, will have completed their affair, and they will be upright upon the straight path, and it is hoped for them that they would be admitted amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Fussilat, 41st Surah, 30th Ayah. That's the next question, mention the Ayah, yani chapter 41 verse 30, which corresponds to the above mentioned advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna alladhina qalu Rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. Now, yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayah corresponds to this advice of the Prophet, in that the Prophet said, say you believe in Allah and then be upright. And Allah said in this ayah about a group of people, may Allah make us to be amongst them, Inna alladhina qalu Rabbuna Allah, indeed those who said Allah is our Rabb, Rabbuna Allah, they said Allah is our Rabb, yani they confessed to iman in Allah, inwardly and outwardly, ثم استقاموا, and then they were upright upon that, تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Then the angels will descend upon them and will inform them, don't fear about what is ahead and don't grieve, don't worry about what is behind, but accept the bushra, the good news of the Jannah, which you have been promised. Yani, accept the good news of the Jannah which you have been promised. Those who what? Have iman in Allah and istiqamah upon that. Question number 4, discuss the three aspects of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, explanation of al-istiqamah as it relates to the definition of iman. I know it's a little detailed, his explanation of istiqamah, but in any case, the summary of it is that he said, yani, that istiqamah is something that's difficult because it includes al-aqa'id, the beliefs, al-a'mal, the actions, worship, and the akhlaq. And the akhlaq. So this was significant in that what? Yani, this is the definition that we have been discussing this for yani here, that iman is including the aqa'id, it is yani part of it is the creed, the conviction that a person has in the heart, and then there's also the a'mal and the akhlaq, meaning the deeds that a person does, the acts of worship, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their yani character, their morals and their manners. So he described istiqamah covering these same areas. Yani the istiqamah requires a person to have correct aqidah, correct ibadah, and correct yani morals and manners. He said istiqamah in the aqidah is that a person avoids the tashbih wa ta'atil. Yani in reference to asma wa sifat, that they avoid making comparisons yani of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the created beings, or the ta'atil, yani denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and sifat. In reference to worship, he said that a person avoids a taghyir wa tabdil, that they avoid making changes and substitutions in the deen, meaning the bid'ah, avoiding innovation. And in akhlaq, he said that they keep themselves away from the two extremes of al-ifrat and tafreet, yani excessiveness and negligence. Yani excessiveness, going too far, and negligence, yani falling short, meaning yani that a person is moderate. They don't go to either extreme, they are moderate. Yani in their character, manners and morals, they are moderate. They take the middle course. Question number 5, discuss the three aspects of Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah's explanation about istiqamah as it relates to the definition of iman. And his definition, yani, of istiqamah was much more brief and easier to follow. But also, yani, it's related to our discussion of iman. I don't know if anybody remembers the definition of Imam Ibn Qayyim. He said that al-istiqamah here, as-sadad wal-isaba. As-sadad wal-isaba. Fin-niyat wal-aqwal wal-a'mal. And again, this is related to our definition of iman in that it shows the comprehensiveness of the deen. Al-istiqamah, it is being correct, on point, hitting the mark in reference to and niyat, intentions in the heart, wal-aqwal, yani speech, wal-a'mal, and actions. And all of this is a part of iman, being upright upon these things, being straight, being correct, yani, not having any deviation in niyat, in speech and in actions. Question number 6, mention the two objectives of the question or the request from Wafd Abdul Qais. Yani when they said to the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, command us with Amrun Faslin, a decisive command, Murna bi Amrun Faslin. Yani when they asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to advise them, to command them, to give them some kind of instruction, some kind of command that will be decisive, yani that will take them, yani will carry them. They said to him, when they said that, they said, نُخْبِرُ بِهِ مَنْ وَرَاءَنَا وَنَدْخُلُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Yani, so that we will inform those who we left behind. Yani, they traveled to come to the Prophet ﷺ, they left their people behind. They said, give us something, نُخْبِرُ بِهِ مَنْ وَرَاءَنَا, that we'll be able to inform those who we left behind. We'll be able to take back something to those people, to help them. وَنَدْخُلُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ, and we, if we act upon it, we'll be yani able to enter the Jannah if we act upon it. Give us something decisive like this. Yani, the two objectives of the question was, number one, give us something that if we act upon it, we ourselves can enter the Jannah. Yani, we will be upright and we will be pleasing to Allah, and Allah may admit us into His Jannah. And also, the second objective is so that we will also deliver that the message. Give us something to deliver to the other people. And Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. He yani commented on this with yani good discussion, but yani that was last time, inshaAllah. Yani basically he was saying how this should be the objective of our questions in matters of our deen, that we should always be seeking knowledge in order to benefit ourselves so that we can earn the pleasure of Allah. And also, don't forget about the other people. Yani to learn, seek knowledge, and also yani to help others, to remove ignorance from ourselves and remove ignorance from other people. Question number 7, memorize the Prophet ﷺ's explanation of Al-Iman Billahi Wahdahu, having iman in Allah alone. Yani the Prophet ﷺ's explanation came in the hadith when he ordered them with iman in Allah alone, and then he said to them, "Atadruna bil iman billahi wahdahu?" Do you all? Yani after he ordered them with that, he asked them, "Do you know what is having iman in Allah alone? Do you know what that is?" And they said, "Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam." And then the Prophet ﷺ explained to them what is iman. He defined it in these words. He said, "Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah." وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Yani that it, yani iman in Allah, it is that a person bears witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul. And then he said, also from iman is that a person established the prayers and the zakat and fasting in Ramadan and giving of the fifth of the spoils of war. That's how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained iman in this particular hadith, which makes us to know yani clearly, as in the last question, explain how this hadith Wafd ibn Abdul Qais is irrefutable proof that outward actions of obedience are part of iman. That is, that this hadith is crystal clear in that it establishes the outward legislations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prayer and the zakat and the siyam, hajj, and these things, that these things are also a part of iman, just as the convictions that we hold in our heart are part of iman. Likewise, these outward actions that Allah has legislated, acts of worship that Allah has legislated, also part of iman. So I think that that hadith is really a really beautiful hadith, very important hadith for us to yani try to focus on and think about carefully and try to understand yani how it can be used to explain to people who might not know. And probably, maybe we assume that everybody understands, but iman is the critical issue, the core of the matter. And if people don't understand that, then it could be yani fatal. So we hope that inshallah yani we will understand it and we will be able to convey it to others. Today inshallah, the first evidence that we want to take is the hadith that's reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawud on the authority of Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. And this hadith in the Arabic text of the book is on page 32. I don't know in the English text, I didn't make a note of it, but in any case it's somewhere around 30 like that. It's close to the page numbers, they're not that far off. The hadith of yani Abi Umama radiallahu anhu, reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawud, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahabba lillahi وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانَ. Yani he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves for the sake of Allah, and whoever hates for the sake of Allah, and whoever gives or does whatever they have been commanded to do for the sake of Allah, and whoever withholds or refrains from what they refrain from for the sake of Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, then that person has completed and perfected the iman. This is also a tremendous hadith. This hadith is reported by Abu Dawud, as we mentioned. And there's some discussion concerning the isnad. But in any case, Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, in Silsila Hadith al-Sahihah, mentions that the hadith, he declared it to be sahih, bi majmu' turqihi. Yani that, even though it has some weaknesses, but due to the various chains of narration being combined and supporting one another, then it is considered to be an authentic sahih hadith. This hadith is very concise and to the point and crystal clear, very beautiful hadith. Man ahabba lillah, whoever loves for the sake of Allah. Wa abghadha lillah, and whoever hates for the sake of Allah. Wa a'fa lillah, and gives for the sake of Allah. Wa man'a lillah, and withholds for the sake of Allah. Faqad istakmala al-imana, then that person has completed and perfected the iman. The author, rahimahullah, says, very yani brief commentary on this hadith, yani covers about one page, but really yani mashallah. I think that the author Al-Imam Sa'di rahimahullah, in writing this book, has really done a tremendous service yani for Islam and the Muslims, in that he has explained these things with crystal clear evidences and explanations of each evidence, each ayat or each hadith, in a very concise manner that's easy for people to follow. In a very organized and concise manner. He says concerning this hadith, فَالْحُبُّ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَالْبَاطِنِ. Yani whoever loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah, who gives for the sake of Allah and who withholds for the sake of Allah, they have completed iman. He said, الْحُبُّ وَالْبُغْضُ, loving and hating, is in the heart. Yani it's from the internal, inward actions. الْبَاطِنِ. وَالْعَطَاءُ وَالْمَنْعُ فِي الظَّاهِرِ, and the giving and withholding is from the outward actions. وَاشْتُرِطَ أَوْ وَاشْتَرَطَ فِيهَا كُلِّهَا الْإِخْلَاصُ الَّذِي هُوَ رُوحَ الْإِمَانِ وَلُبُّهُ وَسِرُّهُ, and the condition has been made in all of these matters, these four matters, loving and hating and giving and withholding, there has been a sharaf, a condition, that it has to be done sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. Al-Ikhlas. With Ikhlas. And some of the scholars said that Ikhlas, yani, is that a person does whatever they do, or that they say whatever they say, whether it's from outward or inward actions, that they do it seeking only the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani doing it purely for the pleasure of Allah alone. So this has been a condition, yani, for a person to have the perfection of iman, that their love has to be purely with ikhlas for the sake of Allah alone, and their hatred has to be with ikhlas for the sake of Allah alone, and their giving and withholding has to be purely for the sake of Allah alone. And this ikhlas, the Shaykh says, الَّذِي هُوَ رُوحَ الْإِيمَانِ وَلُبُّهُ وَسِرُّهُ, yani it is the soul, the core, the essence of iman, ikhlas. So if iman is the critical matter in our deen, and ikhlas is its core, its essence, then, yani, it makes us to know how important it is that we do whatever we do sincerely for the sake of Allah. Here the Shaykh begins to explain, yani, each one of these four points, or at least, yani, the first three of them he explains, and the fourth one, yani, he leaves it for us to understand from what he said before that. فَالْحُبْ فِي اللَّهِ. What is the meaning of loving for the sake of Allah? الْحُبْ فِي اللَّهِ, loving for the sake of Allah. Shaykh mentions three things. الْحُبْ فِي اللَّهِ, it includes أن يحب الله, that you love Allah. Yani first and foremost, that you love Allah. ويحب ما يحبه من الأعمال والأوقات والأزمان والأحوال. يعني ويحب ما يحبه. يعني and that you love what Allah loves. يعني you love Allah. The second thing, that you love what He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loves. Whether it is from الأعمال, the actions, awqat, the times, or azman, periods of time, ahwal, conditions or circumstances, whatever it is that you love, people, yani or that you love, yani actions and times and situations, yani because Allah loves them. Allah loves a certain time, Allah loves a certain action, a certain condition. So you love that which Allah loves. And the third thing he said, وَيُحِبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ مِنْ أَنْبِيَائِهِ وَأَتْبَاعِهِمْ yani, and that you love those whom Allah loves from amongst His prophets and their followers. Yani that you love Allah, and that you love what Allah loves, and that you love those whom Allah loves. The second point he said, وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ and hating for the sake of Allah. This also yani includes, perhaps you can say two or three, I'll say three matters he said. And يُبْغِضَ كُلَّ مَا أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهِ yani that you hate everything that Allah hates. Whatever Allah hates, you hate it. Yani this is what we mean by al-bughd, yani that a person abghadha lillah, that they love what Allah, they hate what Allah hates. Min kufrin wa fusukan wa asyanin, whether it is from outright disbelief or whether it is from yani the major actions of disobedience or that which is less than them of disobedience. Whatever it might be, whatever Allah hates, then we hate that which Allah hates. Wa yubghidha man yattasifu biha, and we also hate whoever is described with these descriptions, the things that Allah hates. Whoever is described with kufr, whoever is described with fisk, whoever is described with ma'asiyah. Yani whoever is described with the things that Allah hates, then we also hate them. أَوْ يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهَا or, and also hating, any those who are described with those descriptions, and those who call to it, who call to those things. Any who call to kufr, who call to yani disobedience and corruption and filth, yani whoever calls to them as well, yani then we hate them as well. The next point the Shaykh says, and this point yani has some clarification. That I'm gonna yani go to the author. I'm gonna go to his tafsir yani to bring some clarification to what he says here, because he just mentions it kind of like in passing. The third point he said, al-afa'u yani من أعطى لله, whoever gives for the sake of Allah. العطاء يشمل عطاء العبد من نفسه كل ما عمر به. يعني giving for the sake of Allah includes that the person gives from their self everything that they have been commanded with. يعني commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving, يعني whatever they have been commanded with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مثل قوله تعالى, like the saying of Allah the Most High, and in Surah Al-Layl, what surah is this? 92nd surah, 5th, 6th, and 7th ayat. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. So as for the one who gives وَاتَّقَى and observes taqwa and testifies to the husna, يعني لا إله إلا الله, then Allah will make easy for them their affair. Yani will make easy for them the doing of good deeds and the avoiding of evil deeds. In the tafsir of this ayah, yani, I'm going to read the comment that the Shaykh makes first, and then I'm going to read the tafsir of this ayah. Whoever gives, man a'afa. Yani he said that giving includes everything that a person has been commanded with, as in this ayah in the Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And whoever gives and observes taqwa. So the Shaykh, he says, after mentioning these ayat, he said, وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ جَمِيعَ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ الْعَبْدِ. This includes everything that the human being has been commanded with. لَا يَخْتَصُ بِالْأَعْطَى الْمَالِ. This is not exclusive or specific to the giving of wealth. Rather, هُوَ جُزْءٌ مِنَ الْأَطَى. Yani the giving of wealth is just one part of what is intended by giving. And for that reason, the Shaykh says, yani, that this giving for the sake of Allah, it includes everything that we have been commanded with. And in the tafsir, and then the Shaykh says, وَكَذَلِكَ مُقَابِلُهُ الْمَنْ. And in the same way, yani, the same thing, the opposite of it, holding back for the sake of Allah, also includes holding back, refraining from, abstaining from everything, yani, that Allah has prohibited us from. فَهَذِي الْأُمُورَ الْأَرْبَعَ يَتِمُّ لِلْعَبْدِ إِيمَانُهُ وَدِينُهُ. These four matters, with them, بهذه الأمور, with these four matters, the person completes and perfects their iman and their deen. As far as in the tafsir, how the Shaykh explained this, he says in his tafsir, قيسر الكريم الرحمن فأما من أعطى أي ما أمر به يعني so whoever gives it means whoever does ما أمر به whatever he has been commanded with من العبادات المالية whether it is from the acts of worship that are related to wealth والعبادات البدنية or the acts of worship that are related to the body أو العبادات المركبة منهما or the عبادات that combine both of them يعني physical worship and يعني worship that involves our wealth and then he actually explains each one of these العبادات المالية يعني that the meaning of this ayat whoever gives it means gives means does whatever he has been commanded whether it's from عبادات المالية like zakat and kafarat, yani expiations, and spending, sadaqa, general, yani voluntary charity, or spending in any way that, yani is from the things that Allah considered to be khair. Al-ibadat al-badaniyah, he said, like salat and sawm, and that which is similar to them. And the ibadat that is composed of both, yani financial and physical worship, is like hajj and umrah, and whatever is similar to that. He said, what taqa means, and that person, yani, observe taqwa means ma naha anhu, yani they avoid, they protect themselves from what they have been prohibited from. Min al muharramat wal ma'asi ala ikhtilaf ajnasiha. Yani whether it is from those things, yani the muharramat, the things that Allah has forbidden, or acts of disobedience, and of whatever types that they may be. And then they testify to al husna, he said, it means, yani that they testify to the truthfulness of la ilaha illallah, and whatever. Yani it indicates yani from all of the yani things that the religion requires us to believe in and also believing in yani the reward yani the rewards in the next life that are based upon this whoever does this then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he will make the affair easy for them he will make the doing of good easy for them and he will make the abandonment of evil easy for them because they have yani brought they have come with they have utilized the means that through which a person can achieve a taysir, that is, yani, that is by fulfilling what Allah has commanded and avoiding what Allah has prohibited and believing in the truth, then this person, inshallah, is entitled for Allah to make the affair easy for them. The summary of this matter is that the Shaykh is saying here, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى It means whoever does whatever we have been commanded with, whether it's the acts of worship related to our wealth, or whether it's the acts of worship related to physical things like salat, and sawm, or whether it is the combination of both of them, like Hajj and Umrah, whoever does those things and avoids what Allah has prohibited, then Allah will grant them ease. He will make the affair easy for them. Okay, as far as this particular hadith, I want to just read two comments yani, from Shaykh Abdul Razak that are yani, of great importance and benefit to us concerning yani, this particular hadith. The Shaykh, Hafidhullah Allah, he says concerning this hadith, that this hadith, the hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahili, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves, yani man ahabba lillah, ay mukhlisan, la yabtaghi bithalika illa wajha Allah. Yani that a person loves for the sake of Allah means that they have ikhlas in their love, and they don't desire, they are not seeking by that love anything except the face of Allah. They are not seeking anything by it, they have no other objective except Yani, the face of Allah. Yani, to earn the pleasure of Allah, the reward of Allah. To see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani, in the next life, in Jannah. وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ And whoever hates for the sake of Allah, and gives for the sake of Allah, and withholds for the sake of Allah, then this person has completed Iman. The Shaykh says that this is from the tremendous ahadith which explain, which clarify Iman. And that Iman, Yani this hadith is from amongst those hadith that clarify that iman yatanawalu ma yaqumu bil qalb that it includes what takes place in the heart wa yatanawalu aidan ma yakunu ala al jawari min al a'mal and it also includes yani the actions of the limbs of the body yani the actions that are performed by the limbs of the body that iman includes this and it includes that yani this hadith makes us to know that Iman includes that which is happening in the heart and it also includes those things that are being performed by the person physically, by their physical body. And it is for this reason that the author, Rahimahullah Ta'ala said, فالحب والبغض في القلب. يعني loving and hating is in the heart. That's from the aspects of the heart, actions of the heart. والعطاء والمنع في الظاهر. And giving and withholding, or doing the things that we have been commanded and refraining from the things we have been prohibited, is from the outward actions. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the end of this hadith, whoever fulfills these four things, who does these things, that person has completed and perfected their iman. Therefore, it becomes clear from this hadith that iman is that which is in the heart, and it is also, yani, expressed, seen outwardly. لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ فِي الْقَلْبِ فَقَدْ. Iman is not just that which is in the heart, rather, it is that which is in the heart, and that which is then outwardly. وَلَا يَسْتَقْمَلُ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا بِالصَّلَاحِ الظَّاهِرِ وَالْبَاطِنِ صَلَاحِ الْقَلْبُ وَالْجُوَارِ. And then the Shaykh closes this point by saying that a person will not complete and perfect their iman except by the uprightness, the righteousness, yani, that is seen outwardly in their actions, as well as that which is, yani, not seen outwardly, that which is, yani, in the heart, yani, the uprightness of the heart and the uprightness of the limbs of the body. Second point the Shaykh makes concerning this hadith is the end of the hadith, which the author, rahimahullah, he doesn't explain in detail. So the Shaykh comments on this with important beneficial comment. He said that, yani, الحب والبغ في القلب والباطن. Yani, that loving and hating is in the heart, yani, inwardly, and giving and withholding is from the outward actions of the limbs of the body. And in both of them, or in all of them, the condition has been made that it be done sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the author says, وَكَذَلِكَ مُقَابِلُهُ الْمَنَعُ. Yani, just like giving is, yani, has to be done for the sake of Allah, and it includes everything that we have been commanded with, then he says, and كذلك مقابله المنع, yani withholding or abstaining from what we have been prohibited, this also has to be done sincerely for the sake of Allah. Abstaining from what Allah has prohibited, yani, he said that this is also from the things through which a person completes and perfects the iman. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh Abdul Razak, المنع في الله, yani withholding for the sake of Allah, it means that a person prevent their self from everything that Allah has prohibited them from. Yani withholding for the sake of Allah doesn't just mean withholding giving wealth or giving something for the sake of Allah. It means withholding oneself, abstaining from everything that Allah has prohibited. متقرباً بمنع نفسه عن ذلك إلى الله عز وجل. Yani seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abstaining from that thing which Allah has prohibited. A person abstains from filth and indecency and immorality and muharramat, the things that Allah has prohibited, and from lying and cheating. And other than that, they abstain from those things lillahi, for the sake of Allah. Yani seeking that, yani abstaining from that as a means of nearness to Allah. And the Shaykh says, وَهَذَا يُفِيدُ فَائِدَةً مُحَمَّةً فِي بَيَانِ الْإِيمَانِ. And this, yani, brings a benefit to us, a very important benefit, in the clarification of iman. And that is that iman, just as it includes giving for the sake of Allah, also as a part of iman, yani included in iman, is withholding, yani for the sake of Allah, yani withholding oneself from committing prohibited acts. This is iman as well. In other words, not just performing salat and giving zakat and fasting and performing hajj, these acts of worship, not only are those things part of iman, but abstaining from sin and disobedience to Allah is also iman. And he said that we will come across the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yazni az-zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min, that the person who is, while that person is committing zina, then, yani, they do not commit zina while they're committing zina and they are a believer, yani, that they are in a state of iman while they're engaging in that act. And this makes us to know that abandoning al-muharramat is a part of what is called iman. That is, abandoning the prohibited things for the sake of Allah, seeking nearness to Allah by doing so, seeking the pleasure of Allah and fearing His punishment, that this is included as a part of iman. And then the Shaykh closes by saying, and yani reading from the book, that whoever yani fulfills these four matters, and they that the person will yani complete and perfect the iman and the deen by doing so. Yani as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the end of this hadith, faqad istakmala al-iman. So yani the point here yani is that the Shaykh is making us to understand and to clarify for us that just as doing yani good deeds, doing acts of worship, acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as that is a part of iman, so likewise abstaining from that which Allah has prohibited is also iman. And the scholars of the Sunnah yani said in various different words, but the meaning of which is yani that iman is speech and action. In addition to i'tiqad, yazidu bita'a wa yanqusu bima'asiyah, that it increases with obedience to Allah and it decreases with disobedience to Allah. So the opposite is also true, that if a person avoids disobedience, this is a cause of increase of iman. And if the person who knowingly, willingly, consciously avoids an act of disobedience, this is a cause of increase of iman, and in accordance with yani the magnitude of that act, yani how horrible, how terrible that sin is, and their condition, the condition of that person, yani how difficult it is for them to abstain from it. To whatever extent that is, then abstaining from committing sins while a person is able to do so is a cause and is a part of iman and a cause of increase and strengthening of iman, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions in Hamawiyyah. And perhaps we might quote a little bit from that when we get to the section at the end of this section where the author talks about increase and decrease of iman. The next hadith is on the bottom of page 33 in the Arabic text. وَكَذَلِكَ مَا رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي وَالنَّسَائِي مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا الْمُؤْمِنُ مَنْ أَمِنَهُ النَّاسُ عَلَى دِمَائِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ. And this hadith is reported by al-Tirmidhi and al-Nasa'i and others, and al-Imam Ibn Hibban said that it's sahih. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah also in his fatwa said that it's sahih. And this hadith, the Shaykh says, وَكَذَلِكَ, and likewise, similarly, yani supporting this idea that iman is not just limited to that which is in the heart, yani this is also proven by what has been reported by Tirmidhi and Nasa'i from the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, which he attributes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-mu'minu man aminahu an-nasu ala dima'ihim wa amwalihim. And in the narration of Tirmidhi, actually this is the second part of the hadith, and inshallah in our discussion concerning this hadith we're going to mention the first part of it, which is al-muslimu man salima al-muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. And that the Muslim is the one who the Muslims are safe from their hand and from their tongue. And the Muslims are safe from their hand, from harming them, and from their tongue, from speaking against them. Well, mu'minu, and the mu'min is the one who the people actually trust with their lives and with their wealth. The author, rahimahullah, says, يَدُلُّ عَلَى, yani that which is reported here by Tirmidhi and Nasa'i from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yani likewise, it also yadullu ala anna al-iman as-sahih yahmilu sahibahu ala riayat al-amana wa yanhaahu an al-khiyana hatta yatma inna ilayhi an-nasu wa ya'manuhu ala anfasi al-ashya'i andahum wa hiya al-dima'i wal-amwalu al-dima'u wal-amwalu. And the Shaykh has been very, very brief on this hadith here, but this is also a tremendous hadith. He said that, yani, our point that we are discussing concerning the comprehensiveness of iman is also indicated in this hadith. This hadith points to the fact that what? Al-iman as-sahih. A person, if they have correct iman, yahmilu sahibahu, then it will cause, it will prompt, it will encourage the one who has that iman to guard strictly, to give care to al-amana. And it will prohibit him from al-khiyana, yani from violating trust, from betrayal. Yani the person who has correct iman, that iman will affect the person, the one who has it. It will cause that person to care for and to guard strictly the amana, the trust, whatever they have been entrusted with. Whether it's material, physical, financial, whether it's someone's secrets, whatever it might be. Yani the person who's entrusted with something as an amana, iman, yani, prompts a person to guard that imana. And it prohibits a person from violating that, from betrayal, from violating the trust. To the extent that the people then, yatma'inna ilayhi an-nas, yani when the people see a person who has that iman, and the way, the outward manifestation, yani the effects in that person's life, and they're dealing with the people. When people see that, then the people trust them. The people then trust them. Yani it causes the people to trust them. So then the people trust them with the most precious things that they have, and that is their life and their wealth. With their life, their blood, and their wealth. People trust them because they see the manifestation in the outward actions of the iman that's in their heart. Now, the Shaykh, he says concerning this hadith, what time is it?
7:40.
We have a long way to go. His book is, mashallah. Naam, so Shaykh Abdul Razak, may Allah protect and preserve him and his father. He said this hadith, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet ﷺ said that the mu'min is the one who the people trust, yani with their wealth and with their lives, or with their lives and with their wealth. This is from amongst many hadith which the author, rahimahullah, has brought for clarification of the definition and explanation of iman. This is from amongst many hadith that we have covered until now. And that this hadith, yani, clarifies to us that iman, كما أنه يشمل الأقاعد بل يقوم عليها فإنه يشمل كذلك الأعمال أعمال القلوب وأعمال الجوارح. Yani that this hadith clarifies for us that iman, just as it includes the convictions that are in the heart, rather, yani that iman is based upon that. Yani, not only it includes that, but it also includes al-amal. It also includes deeds. Deeds of the heart and deeds of the body. The limbs of the body. Yani just as it includes what we believe in the heart, it also includes the actions of the heart and the actions of the limbs of the body. وَمِنْ هَذِي الْأَعْمَالِ And from amongst these, yani that this hadith points to, from amongst these deeds, these a'mal, these actions, is that a person, أَيَّقُونَ الْمَرْءُ بِسَبَبِ إِمَانِهِ Yani due to his iman, a person would not subject another person to any kind of harm. And because of their iman. And that's why the people who don't have iman, they harm without hesitation, without limitation, without any concern whatsoever. But the person, yani from the deeds that are a part of iman, he said from this hadith, is that a person, بِسَبَبِ إِمَانِهِ due to his iman, he doesn't subject other people to any kind of harm. فَالنَّاسُ يَأْمَنُونَهُ And therefore, as a result of that, the people trust him. They trust him لِمَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِنْ حَالِهِ وَالصَّلَاحِ أَمْرِهِ وَمَا يَرَوْنَهُ مِنْ ظَاهِرِ إِيمَانِهِ Yani, so the people trust him due to what they know from his condition, from the uprightness of his affair. Yani, from what they see مِنْ ظَاهِرِ إِيمَانِهِ Yani, outwardly, from the outward appearance of his iman. Yani, the manifestation outwardly of his iman. As far as, yani, the inward manifestation of iman, that which is in the heart, then nobody sees this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ لِمَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهِ مِنْ أَثَرِ مِنْ أَثَرٍ لِهَذَا الْإِيمَانِ وَأَثَرٍ لِلصَّلَاحِ الْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْمَنُونَهُ But due to what they see in this person, the effects of the iman that's in his heart, the effects, the manifestation of the uprightness, the goodness, the righteousness of his heart, the outward manifestation of that, due to that they trust him. Due to that they trust him. So they see actions of a person outwardly that is a manifestation of what's in the heart, and because of the outward actions they trust that person with the most precious of what they have, and which is their blood and their property. Then the Shaykh mentions the wording of this hadith as it came in Tirmidhi, the full wording of it, he said, يعني المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده يعني that the Muslim is the one who the Muslims are سلم, they are safe from his tongue and his hand. والمؤمن من أمنه الناس And the believer is the one who the people have entrusted with their dima, their blood, and their amwal, and their wealth. هذا يوضح لنا الفرق بين الإيمان والإسلام. He said this hadith in the two parts of it makes clear to us the difference between إيمان and إسلام. في الإيمان, he said, concerning إيمان, he said, أمنه الناس, the people themselves have entrusted him with the most precious of what they had. In Islam, he said, سلم الناس من لسانه ويده, yani that the people are safe from his tongue and his hand. The people are safe. But with Iman, they themselves have entrusted him with the most precious of what they have. وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ الْمَرْأَ, and there is no doubt that the person who has reached this level, that the people entrust them with their lives and with their property, then this indeed is a greater affair than the one who the people are safe from, their tongue and their hands. نعم, the people are safe from a person's tongue and hands. This is a tremendous affair. But that the people themselves have entrusted a person with the most precious of what they have is another matter altogether. فَالْإِيمَانُ أَمْنٌ, يعني إيمان يعني is يعني security. And for this reason it came also in the dua at the time of the sighting of the Hilal in the beginning of the month, the new month. The Prophet ﷺ said, اللَّهُمَّ أَهِلَّهُ عَلَيْنَا بِالْأَمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ. Allah, يعني allow the new moon to come upon us with amni, with security and iman. وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ, and with safety and Islam. يعني the Prophet ﷺ in this supplication, he said, الْأَمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ. That iman is a, يعني a means of where people feel secure. And Islam, يعني is a form of safety. People are safe from somebody because of Islam. So iman is amnun. And Islam is salamatun. And the likeness of this completely, yani perfectly, is in this hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that the Muslim is the one who, yani people feel, their people are safe from him, and the mu'min is the one whom the people themselves, yani have entrusted, yani due to their feeling secure with that person, they have entrusted with the best of what they have. The Shaykh says, what in this hadith is the point that we are, and you want to focus on concerning our topic of iman, is that in this hadith is an indication ala dukhul al amal fi musamma al iman, that in this hadith is an indication that actions, outward actions and inward actions, that actions themselves are a part of iman. And this is, as the Shaykh, the author rahimahullah, says, yani that, yani this hadith indicates that the correct iman causes the one who has it to guard and take care of the amana, the trust, when it is given to them. And it also prohibits them from al-khiyana, violating that trust to such an extent that the people themselves trust that person with the most precious of what they have, that is their blood and their property. Yani the point here is that, yani when a person has iman, to the extent of the strength of their iman, yani to that extent, we'll find that their behavior will be such that people will feel secure with them, will give to them, yani will entrust them with the most precious of what they have. And this, yani, is an indication that the outward actions, which, yani, are manifestations of what's in the heart, that those outward actions are also a part of iman. The last point that we want to make here is on the top of page 34, where the author, rahimahullah, says, وَهَذِهِ النُّصُوصِ كُلُّهَا تبين معنى الإيمان وحقيقته وأنه كما قال الحسن رحمه الله وغيره ليس الإيمان بالتمني والتحلي ولكنه ما وقر في القلوب أو في القلب. And some of the books, in some of the books it has, and in some of the manuscripts, some of the books, printings of this book says, ولكنه ما وقر في القلوب وصدقته الأعمال. فالأعمال والظاهر والباطن تصدق الإيمان وبها يتحقق. هذه النصوص كلها, يعني these textual evidences that the author has presented, ayats from the Quran and hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, all of it make clear the meaning of iman. Clarify for us, what is the meaning of iman? What is the reality of iman? Yani that iman is a comprehensive matter that includes what's in the heart as well as the speech on the tongue and the actions of the limbs. That it includes the things that we believe in as well as our speech in our acts of worship, our character, manners, and morals, that it includes everything, every aspect of this deen, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with, as well as avoiding that which He has prohibited us from. He said this, these evidences make clear to us this reality, وَأَنَّهُ كَمَا قَالَ الْحَسَنُ, and that it is, as al-Hasan, meaning al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, and others besides him said, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَالتَّحَلِّي. Yani that iman is not at-tamanni, is not yani merely at-tamanni wa tahalli. Yani at-tamanni, that a person what? They wish and hope, wishful thinking. Yani I wish this, I wish that, and so on, without it having any reality. Yani based on yani doing anything, just yani wishing and hoping. Wa tahalli yani means yani adornment. Yani that a person is adorned outwardly with that which, due to which they claim that which they are not entitled to. They claim that which they are not entitled to. So some people dress in a certain type of manner, and as a result of that, they make claims to that which they are not entitled to. So iman is not like this. It's not just something that wishful thinking. It's not just yani baseless claims. وَلَكِنَّهُ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. But it is that which is established and settled in the heart. وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْعَمَالُ. And which, yani that which is in the heart, is the truthfulness of it, is testified to, the reality of it. It is confirmed by one's actions. Yani it's something that's in the heart, that's confirmed by actions. Yani it's not just claiming, but rather there has to be actions that confirm what a person is claiming. Yani it's not just wishing and hoping that something is going to happen, and then it's going to happen, without actually doing something. So the outward deeds and the inward deeds, actions of the heart and the actions of the limb, تُصَدِّقُ الْإِيمَانِ, they confirm one's iman. وَبِهَا يَتَحَقَّقُ, an iman, yani, is established. Yani, it is strengthened and it is supported and it is increased by those actions. Briefly, yani, commenting on this, I shouldn't say briefly, it's not exactly brief. Yani the Shaykh has a long commentary concerning this athar of Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَالتَّحَلِّي. He says, قَالَ رَحِمَهَ اللَّهِ, yani all of these nusus, these textual evidences, make clear to us the meaning of iman and its reality. He said, this ishara, هَذِهِ النُّسُوس, this ishara, yani with these words, is pointing to everything that has proceeded, yani from the beginning of this section of the book, where he starts, where after the introduction, where he talks about the definition of iman. All of the evidences that he mentioned from the Quran and from the Sunnah, yani all of these evidences, yani make clear to us the meaning of iman and the reality of iman. Yani that iman is speech, and that is actions, and that is convictions in the heart, and that iman includes the aqa'id batina. Yani the inward convictions that we hold in our heart, which are in the heart, and the amal al-zahira, the outward actions, which are upon the tongue and the limbs of the body. All of this is from iman. So iman is comprehensive, and it includes all of this. And it is, as al-Hasan al-Basri, and other than him said, rahimahullah, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَالتَّحَلِّي. He said, the meaning of this is that iman is not simply a person wishing and hoping, yani wishful thinking and desires. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah 123rd Ayat, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ, yani it is not in accordance with you all's wishing and hoping, meaning the Muslims. وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, nor the wishing and hoping of the people of the book. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَى بِهِ, but rather whoever does evil, they will be called to account for it. They will be recompensed for it. They will be compensated for it. وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, and he will not find anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him, yani to escape from what he has done. Yani the Shaykh mentions this ayah as a proof of what? That wishing and hoping, yani is not taking a person anywhere. The ayah that follows that is also revealing, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows that with the next ayah, 124, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَعُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. And whoever does righteous deeds, whether they're male or female, and they are a believer, whoever does righteous deeds, and they have iman, then these people will enter the Jannah, and they will not be wrong in the least. Yani the point here is that it is not wishful thinking that will get someone anywhere. Whoever does evil, they will be called to account for it. And whoever does good while they have iman, then these people will enter the Jannah and they will not be wrong in the least. The Shaykh says, so iman, it is not just wishing and hoping. It is not simply yani wishing for something that a person wishes and hopes and they don't do any deeds. That a person says, yani, I wish and I hope that I will be saved from the hellfire. And they wish and they hope that they will enter the Jannah. And they wish and they hope that they will be in yani Jannatul Firdaus. That they wish and wish and wish, but they don't do anything. There are no actions, there's no ta'ah, obedience to Allah. There's no utilizing the means through which a person will be saved from the hellfire. Or through which a person will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That iman is not just by wishing and hoping. Yani simply having a wish or hope without doing anything. Nor is it bitahalli. It is not just yani unsupported, baseless claiming. Yani a person just claims something. Yani mujarrad al-da'wa. يَدَّعِيهَا الْمَرْءُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Somebody just claims for themselves something, and if they claim, for example, that their iman is complete and perfect, that their heart is طَيِّب and صَالِي and مُسْتَقِيم. And a person can claim that I'm upright, that I'm righteous, that I'm يعني, pious. These claims يعني, really will take a person nowhere. These claims will really يعني, will not take a person anywhere. Because iman is not just يعني, wishing and hoping or baseless claims, لكنه ما وقر في القلب وصدقته الأعمال يعني هذا هو الإيمان. But rather it is something that is established in the heart. It is settled upon the heart and then the person's actions confirm that. يعني that إيمان is there. إيمان is something that's confirmed in the heart of the believer. So that the heart, because of that إيمان, يعني is reformed, is rectified, it becomes upright, is purified, and then it brings forth fruit, yani, on the limbs of the body, uprightness upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan." Isn't it so that there is in the body a piece of flesh? If it is salah, ida salahat, yani, if it is yani whole, healthy, then the whole body will be whole and healthy, and if it is corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted, and that is the heart. So if iman is settled in the heart, then the effects of that iman will become apparent on the limbs of the body of that believing person. Yani their uprightness upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not possible for a person's limbs to be upright. It is not possible for a person's tongue to be upright, except that the heart any of that person is upright upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that iman is settled, yani, in that person's heart. And for this reason, yani, Hassan al-Basri said, yani, that iman is that which is settled on the heart, and the actions, yani, testify to the truthfulness of it, or to the correctness of it. Then the Shaykh, he closes with this, the statement, صَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالُ, yani that iman is something that is settled in the heart, وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالُ, and the actions, yani testify to the truthfulness of it. In this, yani is a point of reference that the actions of the limbs of the body are also referred to as تَصْدِيقًا. Yani just like we said that iman is تَصْدِيقَ الْقَلْبُ وَاعْتِقَادُهُ, that iman, yani in the beginning definition, the Shaykh mentioned in the beginning of this section, he said that from the definition of iman, that iman is tasdiq al-qalb wa i'tiqaduhu. Yani, that it is the yani confirmation that the heart confirms the truthfulness, yani of la ilaha illallah, and whatever branches out from that. And it is the conviction in this matter that's in the heart. He said, just as yani there's tasdiq in the heart, the actions also yani can be referred to as tasdiq, yani tusamma tasdiqan, and that is because yani just as the heart yani confirms the truthfulness of iman, yani the actions also do so. He said that likewise the tongue as well. He said yani there is also lisan and sadiqan. He said so the limbs of the body testify to the truthfulness of what is in the heart, whether it is khair or shar. Yani it confirms what is in the heart. Is there goodness in the heart or is there evil in the heart? So if iman has settled in the heart, truthful iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the limbs of the body will confirm that, yani by actions of obedience to Allah and keeping oneself distance from what Allah has prohibited. And if, and we seek refuge in Allah from such, yani if corruption and filth and immorality is established in the heart, then the limbs of the body will confirm that. Yani like the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kutiba ala ibni adam hadhuhu min az-zina. Yani that it has been written or recorded or decreed for the son of Adam his portion of zina, and there's no escape from it. The eye commits zina, and that is by looking, and the ear commits zina, and that is by listening to that which is prohibited, and the hand commits zina by touching, to the end of what he said. And he said wal farj yusaddiqu dhalika aw yukadhibuhu, and then the yani private parts either confirm the truthfulness of what is in the heart or it denies it. So the actions of the limbs are also said to yani tusaddiq tasdiqan, yani it confirms what is in the heart. So if in the heart there is corruption and we seek refuge in Allah from that, then the limbs, yani, will confirm that. Otherwise, what is it that causes a person to fall into zina, except that there is a sickness in the heart? What is it that causes a person to commit, yani, these filthy actions, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, except that there is a sickness in the heart? Such that if there was taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, it wouldn't matter if a person was in the presence of the most beautiful women, even if they were alone where no one could see them. The taqwa of Allah that is in the heart would prevent that person. It would come between them and falling into yani filth and immorality. And this yani is the effect of what is in the heart. If there is righteousness in the heart, it will be manifested, and if there is evil, it will be manifested. Yani the point is that iman, its reality is that it is an affair which is settled in the heart of the believer, and its effects are manifested on the limbs of the body, which testify to that which is in the heart. Yani, iman is something that is settled in the heart, and it is testified to by the actions of the limb. Yani, our actions, yani, are manifestation and a testification to whatever is in the heart. May Allah yani purify our hearts and protect us from corruption of the hearts and from the things that corrupt the hearts. Yani from looking at that which Allah has prohibited and listening to that which Allah has prohibited and going to the places that Allah is displeased with and being with the people that Allah is displeased with. May Allah give us success in yani loving that which He loves, the things that He loves and the people that He loves and the times and places that He loves, and hating that which He hates and the people that He hates and those who are described with it and those who call to it. May Allah grant us success to be able to do all of what He has commanded us with and to abstain from that which He has prohibited us from, in order to increase and to perfect and complete our iman. And indeed success is with Allah alone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Perhaps next week, inshallah, we might be taking the last evidences that the Shaykh has made before we go into the chapter of increase and decrease of iman. And then we'll be going to the second part of the book, which deals with the essential components, the building blocks, the things that strengthen and increase iman, which is really and also a tremendous, very, very beneficial aspect of this book. May Allah enable us to benefit from it. And then after that, the great inspiration, the last part of this book, yani the fruits of iman, that inshallah, hopefully we are all looking forward to. I know I am. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khayra.